you sit back and look at the rock, if you look at it, really look at it, it can take us back through time. See these grayish, muddy layers? They were brought here by quiet, patient, gentle rivers, whereas these dramatic sandstone deposits are telling us of huge storms. Storms that came through here millions of years ago when Aunt Sarah was just a little girl and Down Village was a swamp full of dinosaurs.
Now to Creation, the other biopic out this week, this one about Charles Darwin. Creation is essentially a movie about the creative process. It documents the period in the life of Charles Darwin leading up to the publication of his seminal thesis on evolution, The Origin of the Species. Key to this story is the figure of Darwin's daughter, Annie, who died as a child. Now, the guilt and unresolved anger Darwin carries over her death are very real obstacles for him both as a writer and as a family man to Emma, his wife, played by Jennifer Connelly, and his surviving children. Another significant and perhaps related issue is a mysterious, debilitating illness which Darwin battles throughout the film. Bouts of this illness leave him feverish and a dry, retching mess. In all this gloom, it's actually a pleasure to be in the company of Paul Bettany. This is a role that might have got lost in a mannered, lugubrious performance. Films about the inner lives of characters, indeed, are really tricky. But Paul Bettany manages a subtlety and a levity that save this film from cliché. Australian scriptwriter John Colley, inspired by the biography of Darwin, written by his great-great-grandson, cuts through the frequent bouts of solitude by calling on Annie's ghost, whose appearances are pivotal in externalising Darwin's inner turmoil, as are some striking still life sequences using time-lapse photography to show the cycle of nature through birth, life, death and decay. It's a visually rich film. Colley also makes use of flashbacks to Darwin's adventures as an explorer, and populates the periphery with friends and colleagues who visit from town, like Thomas Huxley, played by Toby Jones, who cajoles him to get to work, or the local pastor, played by Jeremy Northam, who struggles to maintain a friendship with Darwin, a man he views increasingly as a heretic. Most important, though, is the relationship between Charles Darwin and his wife Emma, a staunch Christian. And here the film gives dramatic expression to the questions of religious faith that must have dogged Darwin during his research. There are moments when this film really soars, too, in its depiction of a marriage that's barely coping under the strain of grief. Director John Amiel has delivered on the promise of a good script, with a film that has a pleasing sense of forward motion, characters who suffer deeply but are attractive because of it, morally, for the way they struggle through. With love and belief.
What happened?
Nothing.
To your knees? What happened to your knees?
Reverend Innes had to have words with her.
Well, words are all very well. I'm asking what happened.
Reverend Innes sent me to the corner and made me kneel on rock salt. I said there were dinosaurs and he said there weren't. But there were, because you found them with Professor Irwin.
Where's my coat?
Brody, take her to the kitchen and find her something nice, will you?
Well, where's my coat?
He told her to kneel until she repented, so the marks were a result of her own stubbornness. She contradicted him repeatedly.
Listen to yourself. Emma, how dare he torture our children for expressing the plain and simple truth?
It is not the truth as he sees
well,
it.
Well, damn how he sees it!